For many years, I've been observing a rather unusual phenomenon taking place in Prague. Very likely, there is no other city whose councillors and citizens hold such different views regarding the erection of monuments dedicated to the nation's favorite sons and daughters. In the first place, it gives us a real pain in the neck trying to find the right place for them, or any place at all, as it often turns out. And secondly, we can't seem to agree on whether the statues should be protected in some way against vandalism or even groups of exhausted tourists who often want to sit down on various parts of public monuments and eat their snacks. For some reason, experts from Prague's City Gallery, which is in charge of most of the Czech capital's monuments, see this behavior as highly unaesthetic. I'm sure that if the composer Antonín Dvořák had been born in any other country besides this one, he would have been cut in stone within a year of his death and given pride of place in the center of the capital. Our Dvořák statue is indeed in the city center, but it took us 96 years following his death in 1904 to put him there. Plans were made as early as 1931, and around 1957 the statue was actually completed, but no decision was made on where to erect it until the year 2000. Now the composer stands with his back turned to everybody who passes through Jan Palach Square. He is standing on the lawn in front of the Rudolfinum, where he conducted the very first concert of the Czech Philharmonic Orchestra in 1896. Dvořák was unfortunate in that a much better place, a few meters away in a nice, cozy park near the Vltava River, which had been originally intended for him, is now occupied by the lesser-known painter Josef Mánes. And who is responsible for this situation? Many blame Zdeněk Nejedlý, who was a Czechoslovak minister of culture in the period just after the Second World War. As a young man in the 1890s, Nejedlý had courted Dvořák's daughter Otilka. She, however, rejected him in favor of her father's pupil, composer Josef Suk. More than 50 years later, Minister Nejedlý said no to the idea of installing Dvořák's statue on the intended spot. Of course, up to this day, nobody can tell with absolute certainty if his thwarted love for Dvořák's daughter was the main or only reason for Nejedlý's decision. But one thing we know for sure is that he never liked Dvořák and always favored Smetana at his expense. Whatever the reason, it's just one example of how Prague is not an easy place for its most famous citizens to be properly honored.